and what are the conditions for this development?
The conditions?
Yeah.
Well, to see clearly, probably. One of conditions. To see clearly, to understand, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. When?
Now, yeah. Yeah, but now, you know, it's like when you meditate, you just, you say, for this hour, I'm gonna develop bhavana. So develop panya. So you do nothing else, just develop. Because, like, when I'm driving, it's really hard for me to get an hour, for example, of driving. It's hard to get panya out of it. But it's, you know, you devote the whole hour for developing panya while doing meditation.
You mean that now you will sit 1 hour and meditate on visible object?
No, I will meditate on citta and citasika, like observing it, how it works.
So there can be the beginning at this moment?
It can.
Okay. I will meditate on citta, right? For 1 hour?
Yeah.
Okay, now.
Like citta nupassana. Yeah. Oh, like now. So I have to sit now?
Yeah, you are sitting now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's possible to meditate right now.
But is it possible to meditate while you are speaking and talking? Because it's quite hard because you put attention on speaking on.
Always you. Always me.
Oh no, there's no one. There's anatta. Yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying the conventional.
What you say that I will meditate for 1 hour?
Yeah, not I. Okay.
Knowing citta, see, seeing is citta.
It's the function
so
of
you. You have to close your eyes to know citta.
Yeah, and I don't have
consciousness right now.
But it's not seeing it. It's forgetting about it. That's why it's sati. Sati is remembering, going back to the object, right? So if there is no sati,
yeah.
There is no remembering of the object.
How can you make sati arise?
How can I make sati arise?
Yes.
Well, I have to have chaitana.
So, sati is made up by you. By your intention.
It comes.
So, it's anatta.
Yeah.
It can come now. Can it come now?
It can.
So.
It can.
Don't wait.
No, I'm trying. I'm always trying to be sati. Really, I am.
So I am trying. It's not the right condition for awareness. Yeah.
I mean, I have chaitana for sati to arise.
As soon as there's the idea of I'm trying, I'm having chaitana, or I am focusing on object, and I must be doing something other than what I am, then it's not sati or panya, because it's the idea of I.
Yeah, it's a trap because
I
want something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I understand that. It's because easy.
Whether driving or sitting here, there's seeing, there's hearing, there's thinking. So it's not a matter of stopping and trying to catch the reality. If there's that idea, then it's self attaching, clinging. It cannot be controlled. It's just Dharma which is uncontrolled, exactly. So anytime, whether sightseeing or sitting here, there's seeing or hearing, and there can be awareness can arise.
But there is chaitana.
Yes.
When I sit, there is this volition that this hour is for the bhavana and bhavana only. So and when I'm driving, there's no volition that because I'm thinking about something else. So my sati is gone.
How often does chaitana arise in a day?
No, many times.
Does it arise now?
Yeah.
Does it arise at the moment of seeing?
Yeah.
Moment of thinking.
But not. There's not always with seeing that chaitana comes in.
But chaitana arises with every single chitta.
Yeah, it does. But there's no sati there.
So at the moment of thinking, I'm going to have bhavana for 1 hour. Is there any sati at that moment?
In that moment of
thinking I'm going to have bhavana.
there is no, I mean, there is just wanting, you know.
Right, wanting. So at that moment of wanting, no sati.
But what about sitting? Just sitting, like
okay.
Sitting.
Right. Okay, sitting now.
Yeah. No, in Bhava, during the meditation.
Okay, you mean to be to make it Bhavana, I have to cross my legs.
Yeah, just you know, I'm just like showing.
Now is it Bhavana?
No.
Well, anyway, like, the point yeah. is, it depends on the citta, not on the posture whether one's driving or here. Because if there's that moment of wanting, I will have Bhavana, then it's not sati.
I agree to that.
At the moment of understanding, like if there's understanding, seeing now, or wise consideration of seeing now, then at that moment there is panya and sati. But a moment of trying to have bhavana, it cannot be.
I'm what I mean by meditation, I mean right meditation, because you're describing wrong meditation.
We're talking about right meditation, right bhavana.
Yeah, so
what
I'm talking about right meditation while you're sit and you have good sati and stuff.
And what about standing?
Yeah, that's also right. And walking, and lying down,
walking meditation.
There are four types of meditation: walking, lying, sitting, and
lying.
Lying. Yeah, lying. Yeah. Not sleeping.
For position.
What about squatting on the ground?
That's not mentioned by the suttas.
No, but it's there can be awareness.
Yeah.
While squatting on the ground, where there are conditions. I think part of the problem, well, the difficulty with sitting for an hour in whatever position one chooses and sticking to it is, I mean, what are you doing for that hour, or what is the mind doing? It seems to me you're dedicating that time to look for something or to wait for it and catch it. All of which I think would be done with the idea of a self.
I don't do like that, so I try to meditate properly, so I try to look how the reality is just bubbling in front of me, you might say, you know.
Can you describe that a bit more, how it's bubbling in front of you?
Yeah, I mean, it's just that how reality is manifesting itself.
What reality?
The reality of the mind, because...
The mind is thinking at that moment.
No, usually. I mean,
thinking is citta, right?
Yeah, I mean, citta and
And there are four kinds of absolute realities: citta, cetasika, and rupa.
Yeah. And nibbana.
No self.
Yeah.
So at moment of thinking must be citta and cetasika.
Yeah. So there is citta and cetasika.
When?
In the moment of meditation.
At moment of thinking.
A moment of thinking.
Not you think at all.
Yeah.
When you have the idea, I will meditate for an hour, is that right or wrong?
No, because there's I, so...
Okay, at that moment of I, can there be any understanding of that?
Of the I?
Yeah.
At the moment of thinking, yeah. I mean,
so
you can...
That is the development of understanding, right?
Yeah.
You don't need to set the time for it.
Well, yeah, you might say it, but that's what the monks do. They just walk around with sati and they try to.
Can monk have wrong understanding?
Yeah. He shouldn't have, but he has.
Can there be right understanding without saying that it's monk or lay people right now?
That what, sir?
Can there be right understanding?
Yeah, there can be. Yeah.
No matter monk or lay people.
Yeah, sure.
So nothing to do with the word monk.
No, nothing to do with lay people.
Just right understanding. So at moment of thinking, can there be right understanding of thinking?
Yeah.
How and without the understanding of the teachings, the pariyatti, can there be patipatti?
Well, I mean, you need to have some information to, like, for, yeah, you need to have some intellectual pariyatti.
Not enough for right awareness to arise.
But this is like the base, the foundation.
So one needs more and more pariyatti to condition right awareness by itself.
But is it only one condition? Is it just this, or there is also other conditions for?
At this moment of talking about Dhamma, if there is no understanding Dhamma as anatta, can that condition right awareness?
Without that, it cannot.
So the most important thing is understanding. We talk about realities, so there can be more understanding about realities. To be conditioned for the arising of right awareness.
So Maya, we are just talking about bhavana or meditation or mental development. And I'm quite sure I know that Wojtek has been warning you because he told us on the first day when he telephoned you. You said, well, when are they're having such fun discussing Dhamma and eating nice food, but when are they going to meditate?
Also my question.
So when he told you that actually they don't
meditate.
They don't meditate, they just discuss Dhamma and they just have fun and eat nice food. You were surprised to hear this?
Yes, very much.
So you thought this can't be Dhamma?
Are these really Buddhists?
Yes.
So then just now...
meditation is something
so unusual.
Yes.
So just now with Peter we were talking about, well, what really is the meaning of meditation, or what really is the meaning of the Pali word bhavana, what really is the mental development that the Buddha taught?
But I think it is very important, as pointed, that meditation without knowledge and without reading books is less important. But I think that combination meditation with knowledge is the best way, in my opinion. So maybe today I will learn
meditation can be either with knowledge or understanding, or without knowledge and understanding, right?
Yes.
As you use the term, right? So it's a process or technique.
So we were just talking to Peter, who also has the idea that meditation is having a special hour or a special time, not just while driving or sitting and discussing Dhamma. And so we were asking him whether there can be meditation now. So what would your answer be? Can there be bhavana or mental development now, or it has to be at a special time?
I have a question. Do you think that when I say I try to be mindful, it means I should concentrate on one subject?
I think that when you say I should try to be mindful or I should concentrate, it sounds like the idea of someone doing something, and we know that the Buddha's teaching is about dhammas, realities that are anatta, not self.
So what is mindful?
So mindful, sati, awareness, means by conditions, when there is the understanding of different dhammas, different realities, awareness can be aware and aware of that reality.
I think you don't understand, because when I said that I am trying to be mindful, I am speaking in the conventional language to express, you know, what I see. Mm-hmm. It's not me.
So?
But the question is, do you think the concentration of one subject, it is mindfulness?
No. Because there is concentration at every moment. Concentration arises with every citta. So concentration is concentration, not the same as awareness. Concentration concentrates. Even at a moment of seeing or a moment of thinking, there is concentration. It can be good or bad concentration. It can be concentration that's result. But awareness can only arise with kusala, or good cheetahs, So even while robbing a bank, there is a lot of concentration.
May I ask, are you interested in understanding whatever appears right now, or you are interested in meditation?
If I get understood...
Can you bring your chair a little
closer? You ask me if I am thinking about what meditation is, yes?
If you haven't heard about the word meditation at all, mm-hmm. and there are many things appearing now, mm-hmm. are you interested to understand whatever appears? Or you want to meditate?
It depends. It depends on situation.
So what does
sometimes when I first of all I want to understand what does it mean to have a clear mind, and after that I want also to feel what is in the practice to have a brain which is able to bring the knowledge.
Okay, you mean that there is a mind, right? Mm-hmm. And you want to understand it, or you want to meditate?
Both. Because I think that...
So what does meditation bring?
The meditation brings me the space in my brain to...
It's still your brain, right? Or me, or I?
This is... I think it is not so important if, how we call this.
Mm-hmm. Right,
for
right.
me, it is not so important if I call it brain or mind or something else.
If there were no realities at all, can there be I or me? No seeing, no hearing, no smelling, no tasting, no thinking. Can there be anyone?
Of course, at that philosophical point of view, there can be nobody.
Yes, but what is nobody? Right now.
No, but that nobody had material skin.
You mean that seeing is nobody? Hmm? At this moment of seeing is nobody. Yes. Is it somebody?
There is somebody and nobody.
Not at the same time?
Yes, but it depends once more at the point of view. Sometimes when we see, there is nobody, but there is also somebody when we...
What is the reality of seeing? It is now sees. So what is it, reality or nature of seeing?
Of seeing? Reality of seeing.
Can this be understood? Because there is now seeing. If there is no seeing at all, no one can understand that which does not appear. But now seeing is appearing. Can there be understanding of it because it appears? Otherwise, how can there be any understanding of anything because now seeing sees? So seeing can be understood, hearing can be understood of their nature mm-hmm. as nobody at all. When there's the idea of somebody or my, seeing arises and falls away in split seconds. So where is I and where is me? Can it be mine when it's gone completely and never come back at all? Is it true?
Yes, of course. It's true.
And this will lead to the understanding of no self, no one. There are only different realities from moment to moment arising from conditions. No one can make it arise at all. For example, seeing cannot just arise at will without the right? Without the eye base, mm-hmm. the rupa, and the visible object, there is no seeing arising at all. But now seeing arises and seeing sees, and what is seen is real, a reality, can there be more understanding of this seeing and that which is seen, rather than meditate, and can it bring the understanding of reality right now? Because reality right now arises and falls away, and meditation means experiencing of the arising and falling away of reality as not self, but not with the idea of I. Because I think that in Pali term, it is bhavana, which means the development of understanding. Without understanding, can there be understanding of no self, no one, no thing at all?
I'm not sure if I could understand.
Yeah, and by sitting, how can there be the understanding of seeing?
But if you are talking about understanding,
yes,
and you are also talking about nobody,
yes.
So who can understand if there is nobody? So
understanding,
nobody,
understanding,
can
understanding.
Nobody to do anything.
Yes. You know,
only understanding.
Understanding is not ignorance. It's not attachment. Each reality has its own characteristic. So, awareness is not understanding. Different realities. Each one cannot be taken for self because it arises and falls away by conditions, proper conditions for its arising. Mm-hmm. Because the eye base cannot condition hearing. And what appears now is so real, we don't have to imagine about what will happen, what can I know about that which hasn't happened yet. But what
yes,
about
but,
now?
Mm-hmm, yes, yeah. and meditation helps to not thinking about future, about past time, about who do we should be, or
which hasn't happened yet,
who we want.
Arising now. Appearing now, or that which hasn't arisen yet. So, what should be more understanding about this moment, or past moment, or future moment? Otherwise, I think that it's only thinking about something not clear because it does not arise yet. And it might be different ideas about understanding.
Another way to put it is actually wherever we are, whatever we're doing, there is only present moment, right?
Yes,
so
yes,
it's only
yes,
this moment. So actually meditation or bhavana or mental development can only actually ever be at this moment.
Yes.
So at this moment there is seeing, there is thinking, there's light, there's dislike. So these are present realities that there could be awareness of one at a time, seeing or thinking. But if we're thinking it would be better later when I'm sitting quietly, or tomorrow when I'm not working, or when I stop driving, or something like that, then it's always an idea of something other than at this moment. And if there's an idea that of concentrating on another object or trying to be aware, again, it's not this moment, this reality of seeing or hardness that's experienced, that's already arisen. It's the idea of something else or me trying to do something. So that's why it always has to come back to the reality now. So whether you're looking after your baby, or you're at work, or you're driving, it's still just the present moment, the moment of seeing or thinking. Otherwise it's like putting it off or thinking of another time, rather than just understanding what is condition now already. And Michael was asking about the difference between awareness and concentration, and I mentioned that actually there's concentration at every moment, but you seemed a little surprised, Michael.
Well, I have not been surprised, because I like to explain, you know, it is my understanding of the subject, because I think that in my conventional concept, concentration helps to study the Dhamma. So that was my idea.
So what is concentration?
I don't know.
What is
concentration? Is I think it is clearing the mind from the chaos of different.
Is it a reality?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a reality? Is it real?
No.
Concentration is not real?
Concentration
is a reality.
Is it a Dhamma, a reality?
No.